SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Mark Stewart's an artist we played for years on SOS Radio. You know him as the vocals with Audio Adrenaline. But that's just one of the many things he's involved with. Back in like 2004, Mark and a few of his bandmates started a nonprofit organization called Hands and Feet Project. He's also been part of a missionary family. And along with everything else, Mark just wrote a brand new book. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing awesome, Scott. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's great to catch up after all these years.
It's been a minute.
Remember we did the rock and roll marathon a few years back? That was brutal.
I know. Dude, that was a good time, though. That was fun. I need to do that again. I've been eating too many cheeseburgers.
Yeah. So, Mark, I know years back your parents moved to Haiti to serve as missionaries. And through that experience among the Haitians, you really just fell in love with people that lived in Haiti. You were just thinking, like, let's do something to reach out to Haitians. Tell me about that.
Yeah, my parents moved to Haiti when I was a teenager, and I fell in love with Haiti at an early age. And honestly, I was kind of torn between doing Christian music or becoming a missionary. And I went to Haiti to kind of find my path. And there in Haiti, I heard God kind of push me in the direction of doing Christian music. It's been an incredible ride, but now, 20 years later, I'm back serving in Haiti. So it's just crazy how God writes our stories and surprises us, you know, with different pathways and good stuff along the way that he does. So it's been cool. You know, I fell in love with Haiti at an early age, and now I'm back there serving kids, and I love it.
We're talking to Mark Stewart from Audio Adrenaline and SOS Radio. We're talking about the Hands and Feet Project. For those that haven't followed your story, I mean, you sang for decades and then sort of lost your voice.
Yeah, we were a band from like 1990 till 2006. So 16, 17 years, I think our last concert was spring 2007 in Honolulu. We had to say goodbye because I developed an incurable vocal disorder where I couldn't sing anymore. It's hard for me to actually talk even sometimes, especially if I have to project. So we had to shut down. And at the kind of the peak of our career, the highest, most effective time of our ministry, which was really disheartening, I lost my voice, but also lost my band. It was my job. It was my ministry. And at the same time, I lost my marriage. Everything I had, I held dear, basically fell apart, and I couldn't hold it together. It was a pretty devastating time. But God didn't let go of me. He had a plan, and I couldn't see it at the time. It was a really scary time. It was also kind of a depressing time for me, but God didn't give up. I started to go to Haiti on short-term mission trips. Haiti was like a second home to me, and it was there, really amongst the poorest of the poor, that God started to rebuild my heart and give me a voice again. Not a voice to sing, but a voice to speak up for kids that can't speak up for themselves. And that's basically the premise of the book. And it's a good journey, a good read for sure.
So your new book's called Losing My Voice to Find It, How a Rockstar Discovered His Greatest Purpose.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's hard for me to say the word rockstar. That was kind of our publisher's thing, but you know, we'd sold millions of records. We toured all over the world, and we were really, you know, we were a rock and roll band, but we were definitely focused on ministry. You know, we kind of pulled away from the term rock star a lot, but I guess in essence, if you're telling that story, we were, you know, on stage and we signed autographs and we won Grammys and all that. But my greatest purpose, my identity wasn't in being a rock star. It was just being available, even though, you know, I lost my voice. But God gave it back, and I found my identity wasn't in being a rock star. It was just being a believer, being a child of God. And that's kind of the truth throughout the book that I'm trying to explain to people, or trying to tell that story, the redemption story. But there was an element of surrender that I had to learn, that I wasn't in control, that my voice wasn't my identity. Being on stage wasn't my identity. Actually, not even having a marriage, it wasn't my identity. And the Bible says God won't suffer anything to grab our attention, to get our hearts fully. And I had to kind of go through some loss for him to get my attention and to find out truly how beautiful his story writing was for my life. And when I came to that awareness, my life started to open up in a big way. It's when we give ourselves over to smallness that our tragedies and our losses turn into misery. But when we give ourselves over to his bigness, there's nothing that comes against us that will prosper. He uses everything for his good and his glory. And that's what I found out. And now I move through life in a different way. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not jealous. You know, I don't look at other people and go, man, I wish I had that. We're all part of the kingdom of God, and he's big and he's moving. And I just walk with him daily and watch him do miracles.
We're talking with Mark Stewart from Audio Adrenaline today at SWS Radio. He also works with the Hands and Feet Project. And Mark wrote a book called Losing My Voice to Find It. And Mark, you talk a lot about idols in our lives that sort of drive us.
Yeah, there's three things that really drive most people, especially in our Western society. It's comfort, control, and approval. Those are the things that we fight against to surrender to him. You know, as Americans, and really people everywhere, those are the things we struggle against. And ultimately, our lives are a kind of a long surrendering to Jesus becoming our idol, not ourselves, not our comfort, not our success, not our control. You know, being a preacher's kid, one of the big things that I struggled with was the approval of man and more of a performance-based Christianity. Am I good enough? Am I living up to what people think I should be? Those things can really destroy you if you're not careful. The only thing that gets us into heaven is the grace of God and the cross. When we cling to that, life gets a lot simpler. The basis of this book is just a story. It's a testimony of what God did in my life. But our lives are not that different. You know, everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has a testimony that's powerful when they belong to God. And it's just important that you recognize those moments where God showed up miraculously and changed everything. And when you tell those stories, it changes you from the inside out. That's what happened to me. Writing a book is very cathartic. It's like going to counseling.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody can go out and write a book, I guess. But if you can just sit down and write your story, especially where you unequivocally know where God showed up, and mark that, and then tell your kids that, tell your parents that, tell your friends that, this is what God did in my life. Because it's a powerful thing.
We're talking with Mark Stewart from Audio Adrenaline and the Hands and Feet Project in Haiti. And in your new book, you mentioned that Audio Adrenaline was one of the last youth group rock bands. The era of Christian rock, the Arena Rebellion, is coming to an end in April 2007 when you did your final show. But Mark, where do you see Christian music heading today?
Well, I love Christian music. It's a different era for sure. We were part of that 90s Christian rock scene. It was the fastest growing music genre in the world. And it was remarkable just to see. Back then, you would look out the window, the arena, the dressing room, and the parking lot was full of youth group buses, you know? It was a chance for kids to identify rebelliously to the message of the gospel, which was powerful at the time. And those kids are now 40 years old, you know? So it's pretty cool to think about. But I love Christian music. I love the quality of stuff that's coming out, the transparency. I love the worship music scene. You know, when you have bands like Lauren Daigle for King Country that are crossing over, Need to Breathe, Switchfoot, you know, over the past 15 years I've been doing that. It just makes me really happy to see Christian music kind of piercing the darkness, for lack of a better phrase or term. And I love it. I'll be honest with you, Scott. I'm glad I'm not out there trying to compete with some of the musicians that are out there, because it's just phenomenal. I think God was looking out for me. He's like, you know what, Mark? I'm going to touch your voice. I'm going to take it away. I'm going to let you speak for orphans and fight for families in poverty, because your singing voice is not going to cut it in about 10 years, seeing what's coming out. It's great. Music right now is really good.
We're talking with Mark Stewart. He's sung with Audio Adrenaline for years, but you just wrote a new book, Mark. It's called Losing My Voice to Find It. It's ultimately about how you discovered your greatest purpose that you're living out with your family today.
Yeah, totally. Our family motto is we're fighting for families all over the world, specifically in Haiti, but now we're spreading out to different countries. And I get to use my voice as an adoptive dad. I have two adopted kids from Haiti, just to tell miracle stories of what it does to our hearts when we reach out to the least of these. We connect with Jesus himself in a fresh new way. That's what happened to me. I ended my career as a Christian rock star, and it was awesome. We did great ministry work, and God really showed up. But, you know, God got my attention when I started to serve the poor and the people around me in need. And that can be in Haiti, and it can be down the street. So my encouragement to people everywhere, that if you've experienced loss of a marriage, a loved one, or you've just lost your way or your dream to serve God, you can start over and just start to serve people, just to be faithful You know, God calls us to reach out to the poor and the least of these, and he shows up and starts to do miracles in your life again.
And one of the easiest ways to get past the frustration and the depression and the anxiety that we have as we go through a busy Christmas season is gratitude, right? And there are tons of orphans in Haiti that need us this Christmas. And we're trying to teach our kids about gratitude. Handsandfeetproject.org has all kinds of opportunities to get kids involved.
Well, totally. If you go to handsandfeetproject.org, you can sponsor a child, you can make a donation. And you're exactly right. Gratitude is the key. When you go through life with a spirit of gratitude, the things that you lose, they become meaningless. You begin to live an abundant life that God had for you with a spirit of gratitude. That's for certain.
Well, we're talking to Mark Stewart today at SWS Radio. And he has a brand new book. It's called Losing My Voice to Find It. Thanks for checking in with us today, Mark.
Oh, Scott, thanks for having me, man. It's been way too long.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.